Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is there healing here?
Yes.
And it's in what? It's in a type of redemption. If there's healing in the type, there's got to be healing in the real thing. What it was pointing toward. What it was portraying. Is there salvation from destruction and death in Jesus? Just like there was in the type. I mean, all of us say, apply the blood and be saved. What about the rest of it? Eat the body and be healed. What about the rest of it? Get rich. Get plenty of silver and gold. I mean, first thing you need when you get delivered out of darkness and spiritual bondage and out of the devil's kingdom, first thing you need is plenty of money and a good strong body. Now, got money, got health, ready to serve God. Come on, let's do it. Do we have anything less under the fulfillment of the Passover lamb than they had under the type? People try to tell us this kind of nonsense. No, what's the truth? What's the truth? If it's in the type, it's in the fulfillment of the type. If they could get protected and get rich and get healed through the Passover lamb, surely we can get protected and delivered and healed and blessed through the Lamb. Yes. The Lamb that was a type of. Okay, number two. Go to Leviticus 14. Leviticus 14. Oh, I like these. I like these. And your Old Testament is just full of these. And every one of them is pointing to who? Every one of them pointing to Jesus. And there's healing in these. Leviticus 14. The Bible says in verse 1, the Lord spoke to Moses. Leviticus 14, 1. He said, this shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest. The priest will go forth out of the camp. The priest will look and behold if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. The priest will command to take for him that is to be cleansed two birds, alive and clean, cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. He'll sprinkle upon him that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and will pronounce him clean, and let the living bird loose into the open field. Sadly, so many Christians don't even read these things. And the ones that do, do so as an act of duty and go, oh man, blood and birds and wood and water and man, I'm glad we don't have to do none of that no more. And just look at it as insignificant. Ritual. But there's nothing insignificant in this book. Amen. And there's nothing that the Lord told them to do that was for no reason and for no purpose. Amen. This is a type of Jesus. Amen. You should already be able to see some things just reading through it. Yes. Cedar wood. Blood,
yes.
Water, every one of these.
Amen.
But now, what happened? This is all, the whole thing is over a healing.
Amen.
The whole thing. This man has been leprous. Leprosy described a number of different diseases, some different than what we talk about now, but the thing it refers to was terminal. and called a living death. You lost feeling in your skin and your body. There are stories of people that had their hands in the fire and it's burning them up. They couldn't even feel it. People will walk off and break an ankle and just keep walking on it because they couldn't even feel it. It has to do with your flesh actually dying while you're still alive. Part of you is dead. And when you were this way, it was considered contagious and you were put outside the city and you were there on your own in the bush till you died. Horrible. But here comes a man who's been out in the bush for who knows how long. Leprous, terminal, no cure. Everybody say no cure.
No cure.
Terminalcy, no cure. Death sentence. And he comes and yells to the watchman on the wall. Hey, goes, what? Aren't you a leper? Go back in the bush. Jehovah has healed me. Say what? I'm healed. Jehovah has healed me. You're not playing with us. No, I'm healed. Well, stay right there. The Lord told him exactly what to do. The priests come and they examine them. They look at where the sores were. And they shave their heads and shave the hair off their body parts that had the places. And they close them up for several days and they examine them again. And if, in fact, they have been healed and they are clean, then they did this ceremony. Oh, glory to God. Here comes a man. He's got his life back. Soon as he goes through this ceremony, he can go back home. He can go back to his wife and his kids. He can go back to his job. He can worship in the sanctuary again. He's got his life back. He's been healed. Somebody say healed.
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 So he comes in. He's cleansed and probably shaved. And they take him in. Verse 4. The priest takes two birds. Somebody say two. Hold up those fingers again. Let me see. How many? Two birds. Alive and clean. And cedar wood. Is there any wood involved in redemption? The master was hung on a tree, right? He was nailed to wood. And scarlet. I believe it's Matthew 25 says they put a scarlet robe on him and they spit on him and slapped him and mocked him. Hyssop. Hyssop. It was used like a brush to apply. We just got through reading in Exodus 12. They used a hyssop branch to put the blood on the entryway. Hyssop was used as a cleansing tool. Is there any cleansing in redemption? You know, they took a sponge and lifted up vinegar to the master on the cross. And we're not told what that material was out of. But notice what else it says. Cedar wood. Scarlet, hyssop, The priest, verse 5, will command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel. Killed how? In an earthen vessel. That's what the master did. He was born into this earth in an earthen vessel. And he was killed. The Bible said that you kill that bird over clean or fresh as opposed to stagnant running water. They took this bird and they killed the bird and the blood ran out into the water. One bird is dead. This was done inside an earthen vessel. Then the other bird is still alive. And you were to take that other remaining bird and you're to take that in your hand with the cedar wood, with the scarlet, with the hyssop, and you take that bird and these materials in your hands and you plunge them underneath the blood and the water. Glory to God. And then you bring them up with the blood and the water dripping off of them. a live bird, a piece of cedar wood, scarlet cloth, hyssop, and you sprinkle the one that is to be cleansed from the leprosy seven times, and you say, you're clean. And then you go out to an open field, just in a wide open space, and you take that cedar wood and that scarlet and that hyssop, and you let that bird go free, that water washed, blood washed bird that's alive because the other bird died. And you watch him fly away free. Oh, glory to God. There was a clean one who was born into the earth in an earthen vessel. He did die. He shed his blood on the cedar, on the tree, after he was mocked in the scarlet. And they pierced his side, and blood and water flowed out. And the price was paid. And judgment was satisfied. Redemption was purchased. Reconciliation was made.
Thank you, Lord.
And now anybody that'll look up from their dirty and broken and sick and death condition and say, I believe on him. I believe on him. And I receive him as Lord of my life. And will let them, by the Holy Spirit, put his great hand on you and combine you with the work of the cross and with the work of redemption and the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. And then take you, blood washed and bought, water washed, and let you free. To rule and to reign in life by Christ Jesus. Is this a type of Jesus? Tell me why they're doing it. Why are they even having this ceremony? Somebody got healed from a physical condition. A death sentence. No hope, terminal condition. If there's healing in the type, there's got to be healing in the real thing. Elsewise, the type becomes a misrepresentation, a falsehood, a lie. Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Types of Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002F. That's R2002F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.